Stat Oil is inching closer to exploratory drilling in Alaska's Chukchi Sea, although the company says not before 2015. A delegation from the Norwegian oil company held a public meeting in Nome last night. Operating on 16 leases acquired in a 2008 sale and partnering with ConocoPhillips on another 50 leases, the company's potential drill sites sit about 150 miles northwest of Barrow. While company representatives reiterated that Statoil's plans to drill in the Chukchi might never come to fruition, a presentation by Lars Sunde, Statoil's exploration manager in Alaska, displayed optimism about Alaska's role in the company's future.
Alaska is an important emerging area for Statoil. With our competence from the Norwegian waters and the Norwegian Arctic, we feel that our technology and knowledge level is a very good fit for Alaska.
Statoil conducted fieldwork in the Chukchi Sea beginning in 2010, completing seismic testing of the seafloor. Their 2011 work included sonar to look for shallow gas pockets that could present risks. They also took soil core samples to get a sense of the stability for a jackup rig. In his presentation, Sunde detailed plans for one exploration well and one to two appraisal wells at depths between 115 to 145 feet. A mobile offshore drilling rig or potentially a jackup rig would be used, along with a contingent of support ships and oil spill response vessels. The company says they can only plan to drill during the open water season in ice-free conditions. Even with these plans, Sunde says schedules are far from firm.
What we're doing is to plan an execution of a drilling program. We don't know when that might take place. It will not be earlier than 2015, maybe later. But we want to do a very thorough job in understanding all the challenges that are associated with operating in the Arctic and make sure that we do this properly.
If they drill and if they find oil, Statoil favors building a pipeline to deliver the oil to market. While such decisions are years, likely decades away, the company says they would partner with other oil companies on such a project. At the meeting, residents of Nome asked questions about the impact Statoil ships would have on subsistence species. Statoil marine biologist Jürgen Weisenberger says the company's ongoing outreach to Bering Strait communities and regional corporations is shaping their plans and schedules. The company is continuing to refine its plans to have zero impact on marine and subsistence species. When asked about a recent claim by Greenpeace that a surprising number of soft corals have been observed on the Chukchi seafloor, Weisenberger says the coral are well documented and likely won't be affected by drilling. Statoil opened its Anchorage office in 2009 and has held more than 120 meetings on their Chukchi plans this year. The company's visit to Nome, their second this year, was sponsored by the Nome Chamber of Commerce.